The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll wake you up.
Yes, it will. Straight shot to the heart, man.
I'm actually, look at that, I'm shaky this morning. I haven't had enough breakfast and too much caffeine.
Yeah.
Just like JoJo, the engine circuit boy.
You got some blood sugar there, Brock?
I feel like you. You got to get some of that diabetes medicine.
Yeah, you want some insulin, man? Actually, I think you need a candy bar. That's
right,
what you need.
Right in the gut.
Right.
7:57 and 25, talking about bathroom etiquette. Obviously, Hunter shared his story, which was just awful.
God, it's disgusting.
Just terrible. Some guy doing a full-on water slide in a urinal trough.
Mouth open.
Me having some guy... Some guy just touching me after touching his junk, peeing all, whatever.
Patting you on the back. Have a good night, Brock.
Jesus, God. Let's go to the phones. WIRX.
I have a question and a short story if you have time.
Yes.
Question. Now, I go house to house. I work cable. I don't always have time to wash my hands. However, I'd always carry antibacterial, the
sanitizer.
The gel stuff.
Yeah, sanitizer. Yeah.
Sanitizer. I use that constantly. So does that absolve me from...
Is
what you're saying?
Only if when you do have time, you wash your hands. If you're just using that as a temporary, like, oh, yeah, I'm clean, whatever, then no. But if you wash your hands when you have time, then yes, that absolves you of any sins or wrongdoings.
All right. I feel better about myself now.
All right. Good.
Story. I used to work at the casino in New Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a restroom washing my hands. A guy comes in behind me. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. He's wearing a light denim shirt, white denim jeans, got a red trucker hat on, pulls up the urinal to take a leak. Now, as we all do as men, we all have to spit in the urinal when we're taking a piss. I don't understand why, but we do. Well, we have, at that time, they had just installed a little tray just above where the mechanics of the urinal are at, so you could put your drink on top of that. It's a little shelf.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Well, he leans forward to spit in the urinal, the bill of his cap hits that tray. His cap falls off, and now it's floating down to no man's land. He takes his hands, tries to catch the cap. We now have an unattended fire hose. And this thing is going nuts. I mean, the poor guy, light denim, he is speckled head to toe trying to catch his hat. The hat finally makes it into the urinal. He misses it, and he's pissed himself.
Oh man.
Classic.
Absolutely hilarious. Being in guest services at that time, the toughest thing not to laugh, I believe.
Well, I give you credit for holding it together, man. I give you credit for holding it together. Oh, the bathroom stories, I'm sure we could go on and on.
Poor guy just didn't want to pee on his hat.
Him and his Canadian tuxedo just ruined. Just ruined with the urine.
I guess the only worst thing that could have happened, he could have slipped. Just fell into the urinal.
While he's peeing.
Oh, God.
No! I think we can wrap this up with just... Don't be a disgusting individual.
You know, just wash your hands.
Wash your hands. We teach it to kids every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Just wash your damn hands.
And you know what, another thing? If you pee on the toilet seat, please clean that up. Because, you know what? I'm not a janitor. I don't know how they do it. You know, more props to the janitors out there. You know,
yeah.
Take a moment of silence for the janitors out there. Having to clean pee and puke.
I'm going to do a slow clap for
all right,
slow clap for the,
here we go.
The bathroom attendees.
Here we go. Doing it for 25 years strong.
God, we're sick people. Rock one.